right, guys, what's going on? This is what we're going to talk about. What is the exam? What is the most recent change, which is why you're all here, and why I kind of alerted you all to this situation. So we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. What is the application process or path? Some of you are at the very beginning stages, and sometimes this can be confusing. So we're going to quick talk about that. Where is the ACC exam on the path for some of you who are wondering about that? A lot of you are real clear on that, but we'll get that for those of you who aren't. How do I prepare for the exam? And what are coaches who passed? What are they saying about the exam? So we're going to talk about that. We'll be starting with what is the ICF ACC exam for those of you who might just be wondering, like, why are we even talking about this? Well, there is an online written exam that is a part of the ACC application process. It is administered by ICF, so not by the school that you took your classes from, but by the ICF. So it is an exam that you're taking at the testing at a testing center or in your home while proctored online. So it is actually the last part of the exam of the application process. And the point a point to be made that's important right up front is this is different than the ICF credentialing exam or the ICC that was formerly required and formerly referred to as the new exam. So this is the new exam, which is what I have been alerting you to in the most recent weeks. So, what is this most recent change? Okay, so the new exam, the new ACC exam, is currently an option for all ACC applicants. So that's all of you who would be applying, say, right now, and it fully replaces the ICF credentialing exam or the ICC for ACC applicants. Again, currently you, if you apply now, it will be replacing that. And on March 14th, it will that ICE exam is going away entirely. But it is now currently an option for ACC applicants. So, like, if you apply right now, you could choose to take the ICE exam. All right. Now, the ICE exam is the exam that over the last almost couple of years, I have been telling all of my students, okay, the formerly new exam, that's the challenging exam, especially for ACC applicants. It has been very challenging, and it is the exam that will continue to be used for PCC and MCC applicants. But it has been very challenging for ACC applicants, which is why we have the new ACC exam. So we'll talk about some of the differences here. But this is why it is considered to be very good news. It is different, a whole different format than the former new exam that we have been saying has been a bear. I will just say some of you have already studied for it, that original new exam. And you have, in fact, I'm going to go back and kind of look at some of your faces and see. In fact, I think I want to ask some of you. Let's see. Let me look on your faces. Has anybody already been studying for the previous new exam? Anybody done that yet? I know that there are some. Gail, you said, I think you said you started putting some into it. You started, okay. Anybody else? Okay, some of you anticipated studying for it, and you were like, "Oh no, here we go. Am I going to do it? I'm going to." Thankfully, you waited, and here you are. All right. We don't have to talk a lot about that then. We can talk about it at the end if anyone's like, "Why would I even? If it's an option, why would I even do it?" There are some, not very many, or maybe just one reason, and we can talk about that at the end if anyone is interested in knowing why would someone do it before March 14th. So we can move on to that if you'd like, but at the end of this. All right, let's go back to let's see. All right. Let's just talk briefly about what is the application path for anyone who has not quite gotten there or is wondering about that, because I know that can be confusing. All right, what is the application process or path? If you go to the ICF website, the ICF website will talk about different paths that you might take to apply for the ACC. I'm just going to reference that for everyone just to know that there are different paths. I didn't put click share, sorry guys. There you go. There are different paths that are listed at the ICF website. Everyone is in a different situation. Most of the people who are in this meeting are from PCCI, and if you're current and new, you're most likely going to go for the level one path. But some of you might do something called the portfolio path or the ACSTH path. Now, here's what you do. You work with your mentor coach and or your coach training organization, along with information and resources at the ICF website to determine your path. Like I said, most of the newer PCCI students are going to get a level one certificate. Go to ICF, say, I have the level one certificate. I have mentor coaching. Here's my coaching log of 100 hours. Here's my application. And then they're going to say, thank you very much. And now you can take the test. Then you pass the test and you get your ACC. A few of you in the room are in different circumstances because you took your training before and you're going to be doing, or because you decided you want to apply with ICF directly. That's all fine. Again, if you're in those circumstances, you need to work with your mentor coach or your coach training organization, and the ICF website will explain it. The information is all there, but it's helpful to work with your mentor coach or your coach training organization to get assistance with that. Mostly what I wanted to do is just to reference that tonight to make sure that you know that there's more than one path to it. But if you're on the level one track with PCCI, your mentor coach can help you with that. And it's not that complicated, especially if you're working with a mentor coach. There is this path that ultimately, since we're talking about the exam today, ultimately you get to ICF, and ICF then, once you've completed everything with the application up to that point, then they administer the test and they give you that as the last step, which is now what we're going to say. Where's the ACC exam on that path? On every one of those paths, it's the last step. Once your application has been accepted by ICF and all the other requirements have been met, you will be approved to take the exam as the last step. So they give you the instructions and the approval. You take the exam. If you take it and pass it, and then it's like, whoo, yay. Then you get your ACC. It's like, congratulations, you've done everything you need to do. The exam's the last step. You get it. You now have your ACC. So that's the last step. All right. We are going to talk specifically about the test next. That is the next thing that we are going to do. And what I'm going to do with that is specifically refer to the website. And I wonder if I just move this over here like this, can you all see, introducing the ICF ACC credential exam webpage from ICF right now? Is
Yes.
that what you're, thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. So what this is this is the ICF website. All right. And this is the page that is the ACC exam, introducing the ICF ACC credential exam. The reason I'm going here is because it's just the best summary of what you need to know. What is the structure? Let's talk about what is this exam. All right. So the difference between what you've heard, this exam, and what you've heard about the previous exam that was so difficult that everyone was going through, the difficulties on. Okay, I'm just briefly taking a brief aside in terms of the previous exam. What makes that one so difficult, and what you will have to do when you go on for your PCC and your MCC, or you just have to take it once. You just have to pass it once. So when you go on for your PCC, that is a more is a it gives you a situation that you have to consider and process and decide, and then multiple choice answers, and you have to say, okay, what's the best answer in terms of how you would handle the situation, and what's the worst answer for how you would handle this situation. That is the test that is the well, that will be required, continue on and require for the PCC, and that was the one that was also being used for the ACC. This test is different. The one that you will be taking, this test that we're talking about, the new ACC exam, is a 60 question, multiple choice, one answer knowledge exam. All right. So what you're studying for is the basics of the content is the core competencies, ethics, and the core competencies, basically. Okay. But let's just go here. The structure first. The structure is 60 multiple choice knowledge questions, 90 minutes, including a 10-minute break. Okay. And the content is 30% of coaching ethics, 30% definition and boundaries of coaching, and 40% coaching competencies, strategies, and techniques. Okay, that's on this page. You can see if you go to this page, you can drill further, a little bit further into what each of those domains are and what is covered. Drills a little further on this page. You'll see what that is. Now, from the people that I talked to that have taken the test, what I understand is that this is accurate. There's nothing surprising. This is accurately describes what they felt they were tested on. And also even the percentages, the 30, 30, and 40%, they felt that was pretty accurate too. So that's good to know. So in terms of content and description of the test, good description here. Good description of structure, format, content right here on this page. Now, is there a question? Okay.
I was wondering, you're describing the old one or the new one?
This is the new one. We're on the page of the new one. My brief reference to the old one was the one that was situational, where
Right.
they presented a situation and then gave multiple choice, but you had to give two answers, the best and the worst. By contrast, this is the new one, and it's knowledge-based instead of here's a situation. I mean, they may offer like a situation, but it's one answer. It's not like best and worst case scenario. It's
Right.
just one
But
answer.
can you choose which one you want to take? Because it sounds like people have already taken the new one. But
Yeah,
March
now you're
4th
taking,
is,
yes, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm
I
sorry
was
if
a
I
little
didn't make clear on
confused.
the dates how this all happened. Okay, I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear. The old one is still available through March 14th. The new one was announced in October, became available in November. So people started taking it in November. Very few people have taken it, but it is available now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. Sorry. Okay, so both are available right now until May 14th. After May 14th, only the new one is available, the new one. Okay, sorry. All right, thank you for speaking up. Anyone have just some basic question or any questions, especially the basic one like that I should have been clear on? All right. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to notice some things on this page. I want you to notice that there's a button here that says Explore Exam Accommodations for anyone in the room that might need accommodations. I absolutely encourage that you apply. I have had mentor coaching clients apply for exam accommodations with ICF. And it was very, very helpful. I've had more than one client do that. Apply for exam accommodations if you need that. Please do. Just work with them and see what you can get for accommodations. Then also, I would say also take a look at exam language information, if especially if you have an original language that isn't English. Definitely, I encourage people to explore that and, see if it's offered in a language that would be better than English for you if that's going to be the case. I absolutely encourage that as well. All right. Now, the next question is, oh, yep, people have a question? Okay. Feel free to just blurt them out. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Where is ICF located? Is it in California?
Well, quite virtually, actually, but I believe that offices are in central, like I want to say Missouri, but like at the moment I can't someplace central like Missouri area. Okay.
Thank you.
In terms of taking the test, if you're thinking of the location, there are exam locations around the world. And so it's a we'll look at that in just a moment. So preparing for the ACC credential exam, how do you prepare? There are a lot of different outside of ICF. You can, Google and find and ask around and get direction. But I am so impressed. When I first started this process for you guys and I started to reach out to people and say, hey, do you want to meet on this? I'll put some information together and see what I can find and help you. I thought I was going to have to, do more to get better than this. And I'm really impressed with how clear this is and helpful this is, because really it's giving you how to prepare right here. And based on the people that I talked to that have taken it, I this probably is the best preparation advice you can get. So it says revise mat or revisit materials from your coaching education program, familiarize yourself with the ICF core competencies. And then, of course, it gives you a link here, which, and then ICF minimum skill requirements, ACC minimum skill requirements with a hot link, ICF code of ethics standards with a link, including de key definitions and interpretive statements, which was indicated to me that, these are, yes, definitely review all of this. So I was told, yeah, Just go there, study that, read that, read it multiple times, commit it to memory, commit it to understanding, make sure you've got it all. Now, think about what this is. This is a test that is written by ICF on ICF information. They're testing us on, their language, things that they've written. We have heard, I teach it in a class, and I know that the school that I go to and the instructors that I work with, along with the other schools that you guys go have gone to, excellent, excellent training. We do well with it. But in terms of being tested, the language that's going to be in the test is the original language that's used, from the source, from ICF. So I would definitely study that and commit that to your memory and your mind. Study there. So this is Chris, just you've got it all organized right there for you. And so keep that in mind. Now notice this button here, access the ACC exam tutorial. I've clicked on that. This is where it ends you up. You end up on this page, and then at the bottom of the page, you go to exam tutorial. You click there, and then it gives you this. Oh, I guess my time, I guess it expires time. You click there, and it takes you to this page that you walk through. And what it does is it gives you a feeling for what the online test is going to feel like. And it tells you things like, oh, you get to highlight things, you get to flag things, you get to use strike through to cross off if you're sure this isn't an answer and you want to use the tool within the online test. You can use strike through, you can come back, and look at it later, those kinds of things. It gives you a feel for what it's like. And then it tells you all about that, and then does give you 10 sample questions. Now, I encourage you to read all of that because there's a lot more details than what I've just said, obviously, and you need to know all of those details, not just what I said. So definitely do it. Do the tutorial. But here's a tip. Write this down. Okay, if you haven't done this already, if you look at the bottom of this page, it says sample ACC exam questions. If you're like me, you're like, oh, and you start, clicking on these questions, right? But here's the deal. These are the 10 questions that are at the end of the sample test. And the minute you click on these, you're going to see what the answers are. So if you really want to test yourself without spoiling the answers for yourself, don't click on these sample questions on this page until you go do the tutorial and test yourself. Otherwise, you're going to know all the answers before you go to the tutorial because these are the exact questions. You go do the tutorial and then you're wondering, wait, what were the answers? Did I get them right? Then you come back here and then you see what the answers were based on what's given here because the answers are highlighted here. So there you go. Just make a note to yourself regarding that. All right. I don't know where, I can't remember now exactly where it talks about all of the locations, like Rebecca was just asking. But when it comes to that, of course, ICF and the process that they walk you through is going to say, okay, do you want to go to a testing center? Or do you want to take the test in your home? If you go to a testing center, obviously they're going to just guide you through that process and they're giving you all the instructions. And there's testing centers around the globe that people will go to. If you want to take it in your home, you're going to have to follow a lot of very strict rules, where you are proving to them that you have no, prompts or helps or notes or anything around, and you're not going to get up from where you're at, or you'll be disqualified. It will be proctored. They'll tell you what they need you to do in order to make sure that they believe that you're not cheating in any way, shape, or form. So they'll give you all those instructions. But that's how that works. All right, I'm going to come back and ask, open it up for questions before I go on further. I feel like it's possible that I might have missed some big obvious question that could be remaining in someone's head, and I am going to go on to ask further or talk a little bit more about how to prepare, talk a little bit more about what are coaches who've passed, like what they're saying. So let me know any questions at the moment that anything that I've missed. Okay, Joshua.
Hello, hello. Good seeing you, Linda. Thanks for hosting this. I applied like over a year ago. And my last thing is just to take the test. Do you know if that's been too long, or do you know what the process is for that? If it's been over a year since I applied and have been in that area of just take the test?
Joshua, I think your situation, the way I understood it as you were telling me about it, obviously your situation is really unique and different in terms of why there was a delay. And I don't know. It's all up to ICF. And I think because of your situation and how you worked with them, I would you I think you have to go back to them and just be direct with them. Kind of go back and find out. I'm happy to assist you however I can. Absolutely, but yeah, it's gonna be a unique situation. I haven't had that before, like a delay like that before. I can't imagine that it's gonna be problematic for you because in no way, shape, or form have. I mean, there's no, I don't know any reason why they're not going to just come back to you and be like, okay, probably you could just take this new test. And I can't imagine. I don't know. You'll see, but I'll help you if just let me know. All right, do go ahead.
Right. Good evening, Linda. Two questions. For the 60 multiple choice, how many do we have to get right to pass? And the second question is, when I see something like the 40% on coaching competencies, has the feedback been where it's they describe a scenario and you just have to name the coaching competency, or is it a scenario, or is it they say coaching competency and there's definitions, or kind of how much is it memory versus application? Because there are, quite a few pieces where there's some, memorizing steps and sub steps versus more, I would consider more content versus labels. What's your feedback there?
Right. I think I okay. Okay, one at a time. Okay, hang on. I don't know the answer to the first question specifically. I do know that one thing I do know is that you're not penalized for a wrong answer. So when you're taking it, you should answer everything. I know that. So just give your best answer. So I don't know if that's helpful. And you find out these things too, because there's so much more information available. Sorry, I don't quite know how they calculate. And I don't know if they actually, I know that on the previous test, there was no way to know how in the world they calculated. It's kind of a behind the scenes way. Again, that maybe was because there were like best and worst answer, and it was just too complicated for them to say how they calculated. So I don't know if they've come up with that for this. I haven't seen it. Like how many you have to get right. I haven't seen that one. Sorry, that I don't know. Now, your next question, it's multiple choice. So it's not multiple choice like, oh, what competency is it? I know that. And when you look at the sample questions, okay, the whether or not you look at just the list and you look at them and you see, oh, it's the ones that are just listed and you expand them, or whether you go and do the actual tutorial, you'll get a feel for what kind of scenarios, how they use the core competencies and how they reference the core competencies within the questions, how they use situations, because it's not like they never reference a situation. I just opened one to see if I could just read one, and then maybe I won't give the answer. So I'll just read one. I'm reading question number five, a sample question. A coach accepts a new client who values the coach's industry work experience. Which is the best action for the coach to take? Then there's A, B, C, and D. A is to offer the coach's advice based on the industry's work experience. B is to clarify the distinction between coaching and consulting. C is to provide the coach's credentials in the industry. D is to suggest engagement goals for the client based on the coach's industry experience. So you can see that's a question where a situation has been offered, right? It is a situation. And it's what's the best action for the coach to take. But you can also see embedded in there, okay, there's competencies. There's a competency, or competencies are embedded in the answer. So a competency is embedded in there. What am I going to apply? When I got to apply a competency to answer the question, and so I'm going to answer the question based on this competency. Now, I have heard that from talking to people who've taken the test, I've heard that if you keep in mind the eight core competencies in the order that they are often used, that can be helpful in the order that the questions are asked as well. And that I'm just saying that one person I spoke with said that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving you, so that's my disclaimer there. If that's helpful. Okay. So I guess my response to you, Du, is when you look at the sample questions, I think you'll get more of a feel for how the questions might be written and how you're gonna like experience the core competencies embedded in the questions and the answers. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to.
Linda, there's another question.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Who? Go ahead. Belinda, go ahead.
Hey, Linda, I was just very quickly going to say, is there a list of the testing centers and where they are? Because that'll make a difference if it's somewhere very far that I've got to travel through Houston to, halfway across the state of Texas, or I might just take it in my home. Like, is there a list somewhere? How will we know where the testing centers are?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Of course there is. Now, I don't have it tonight. I don't know where it is right now, but
Okay.
like I'm saying, they'll walk you through a process. They'll give you time to take a look at here's your options.
Okay.
And one of the people that I spoke with, and this isn't just this test. This is for, when I was working with the previous test as well. Very commonly people will say that if you decide to choose the testing center, definitely go there in advance, like a week beforehand, and definitely go there. Make sure you know where it is, where you're going to park, go inside, talk to somebody. They'll give you a tour, they'll show you, so you kind of get past that, which may be anxiety or whatever,
Yeah.
right? So
Yes.
there you go.
Thank you.
Also, if you end up deciding that being at home is the best thing, make sure that you foolproof everything. And one of the things, one of thankfully she passed, but I had a mentor coaching client who there's a way they tell you how you can take a break with the other test. The previous test, which was way longer, and then there was this short break that you do the bathroom break. And when she came back, somehow she knocked her computer, the power cord on her computer. So here she is doing the second half of the computer, and all of a sudden it comes up, your computer, your power isn't. She's lo you know your the her computer was going to power off in the middle of her test, and she had to like quickly somehow figure out how to like get her power working again on her computer. So her advice, which is such fabulous advice, is if you're at home, you're going to do it at home, make sure your computer's powered up, make sure your cord is plugged in, and you're all clear with that. It's so basic. But what great advice is that, so you don't run into that kind of situation. So, yeah. Oh, goodness. All right.
Linda,
Yeah, go ahead, Gail.
on the ICF website, there's a field that says find a test center. So you put in your zip code, and like I did that, and there's different the Pearson Professional Centers they reference that'll come up in your location. So it's also on the ICF website. I forgot how
That's great.
I
That's great.
got
Thanks, Gail.
there,
And I
Pearson
couldn't hear
View.
you really well, Gail, but I think so. If anyone else, Gail said that, or that she put in her, there, she found a place on the ICF website where you just put your zip code in and they give you the closest
It
center.
says, yeah, it'll
So,
say find a testing center.
okay. If you want to put something in the chat, Gail, that might, if there's anything to put there, that might be helpful.
All
So.
right. I will definitely see what I can. Yeah.
And Linda, I added something to the chat. There was a button about a candidate guide, ACC candidate guide, and it had some information on scoring. There's kind of no context to it, but it just says the range of possible scores is 200 to 600 with a
Yes.
passing score of 460. So, but I don't know
Yes.
if everything is worth 10 points or if some are
Yeah.
worth two and some are worth five. So,
Yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, I know that's out there, and it's like, well, it's like, how do you get 460 is the question, right? It's like, okay. Very good. All right. Okay. So I'm going to just quickly go to sharing again. So how do you prepare for the exam? Well, we just looked at the ICF page. Preparing for the and the part where preparing for the ACC credential exam, it says, of course, and I'm going to say review your coaching curriculum. If you're with PCCI, coaching curriculum would be from CSD Coaching Skills Development. Create your own study notes, cards, etc. Just a reminder. I don't know why you would have to be reminded, but just encouraging you that it really does take. Effort, it really does. Let's see, what should I say? Merit the effort of whatever you would normally do for graduate level type studying for courses, a professional exam. So yes, whatever you do to pass the toughest test you've taken. Work in community, very common advice that I think is very important. Review ICS info on referring clients to therapy and other support professionals. I'm going to give you a couple links in a moment for those of you who might not have those handy. And then utilize the exam tutorial. We talked about that. Finally, one of the people that we referred to most consistently for the previous more new exam that was the old new exam is Lisa DeHart. She has the whole like you pay and fabulous resources for the PCC level test now level test that the old new test, which is this one now for the PCC MCC. Fabulous resources. She's very good at what she does. So we do, I do definitely recommend her, Lissity Hart. But she's developed also already something for the ACC exam. So that's available as well. She's very good at what she does. So if you want to pay for extra help, you can get it. And she's the person that would be the recommended person to get it from.
And
So Lissa DeHart.
Linda, if I may, that's the
Yeah, go
website
ahead.
that Cindy had recommended that I did go to. She does have some free tutorials on there as well and
Yes.
goes over pretty much what you're talking about today. And yes, that's where I accidentally took the PCC sample exam, which was 8 questions, the best and a scenario situation, best response, worst response. And yeah,
Yeah.
it was interesting.
So yeah, she does have some free resources. So definitely while you're studying, that would be a good place to just kind of go out for some fresh perspective as well. So definitely recommend her. All right. Things that people have told me. So, what are coaches who pass is saying about this exam? Now, I have to tell you, when I was going to do this, I was just going to get a bunch of people, get a lot of good information from a bunch of people. I have to tell you guys, there are very few people who've actually taken this test. When you think about what I just said about the dates, it was announced in October, it was released in November. Who was planning to take that big, huge test in November and December during the holidays anyway? And now it's January and people are like, what? Should I take the old one? Should I take the new one? Only a few people. So I went global for you guys. I talked to someone in Korea who took the pilot who took this test during the pilot period almost a year ago. So I got information from him, and then I got information from a couple of other people who've taken it within the last 3 weeks. Those are the people that I got most of the information from, and they were so helpful. And so I will tell you what they told me. I did talk to other people, but didn't get as much information as I did from these three. So these were the real helpful ones. So I heard, I read the core competencies and all of the the sub points of the core competencies. I read them out loud 10 times. So that was one of the study methods of one of the individuals that I read. I wrote study cards, and color coded them. And so people really do this. And they were very intense in terms of what they did. Definitely encourage studying and community. One person used Alyssa DeHart's resources. Now, both the person that I talked to in Korea and one of the two women that I spoke with had already studied for the previous test, and they switched over when it became available to the new test. So they had done a lot of studying in the previous for that previous really difficult test. So they put a lot into it already. They were glad that they went on and did the one that was more geared towards ACC, and yet they still felt that it was challenging enough. So I got some within the three of them, I got one person that says not need to pay, you don't need to pay for anything, and then I got someone else who said paying for Lissa's resources absolutely, because it's only $200 and it was definitely worth it. So if you feel like you have $200 that is worth paying for less stress or less anxiety or something, test anxiety, go for it, because she's good. She's really good. So I got both sides of it. You have definitely worth it, and oh, you don't have to pay for it. So I got that. And then I also got, oh, it's pretty easy. And then I got, oh, but it's not easy. Don't approach it like it's easy. And then I've already said, go ahead to the test site. We've already talked about that. And we've already talked about charge your computer and don't keep and keep it plugged in. So we've already talked about that. So yeah, that's what I have. That's what I have for now, as far as like I have in terms of being able to present for you. And so I wanted to, so I'm coming back around, just trying to make sure that I can capture any questions that you have. And just again, congratulating you for all the work that you've done and all that you are going to continue to be doing. So I guess my word to you is, you know me, I'm always big on community. I'm always big on communication and wanting to be available to any of you for any questions that you have. So definitely reach out to me if you have anything you want me to help you with or need to help with. I will refer you on, you know, if I need to. And then and yeah, again, you've all worked so hard getting your ACC credentials based on even just for your own sake, marking what the Lord's done in your life to get you to this place, even just for yourself, and to celebrate what the Lord's done is of value. So I encourage that. And then beyond how the Lord can use your ACC credential, I think most of you have heard that I have found the Lord using it very specifically in my life to be able to enable me to certain contracts and certain be able to work with certain clients that I would not have otherwise been able to do. So I definitely encourage you to keep going, and you can do it. It's doable, and it's so much. I think it's just so encouraging that this test is available to you guys. So well done, everyone. Let me know how I can help. I'm still available for questions, but I am done with all the information that I had for you today. So if you have questions, let me know. Otherwise, I would like to release you to feel free to say farewell.
Linda, this is Willie. I do have a question if I can ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the questions are related to the coaching log that we turn in. I've been using the ICF log that they had on their website, and it does talk about that you got an agreement. So, one person, a 30-minute coaching that I don't have an agreement, does that matter? Do they require that you have all the agreements for every single person that is logged?
Let me put it this way. Are they going to ask you to send you that and are they going to ask you to, you know, do you have this on file? Will you verify this? Can you show this piece of paper? The answer is I don't think so. I don't think they've ever done that. I don't know, but I don't think so. It is a question, if we're going to talk core competencies, it's a question of, you know, ethics and setting the agreement, right? It's a question of you documenting and what kind of agreement do you have with your client, and you know how you handle things with your client. I think the biggest, most important thing is what is your client going to verify? Do they actually contact clients to verify, you know, did Willie actually coach you for the time frame in which it says right here? Maybe. I don't know the answer to that. But the way that ultimately it would come up is if there's, I mean, the way I can think of that ultimately it would come up would be is ultimately if there's a question that would come maybe to the ethics board by someone saying, oh, you know, I'm reporting Willie to the ethics board because, you know, this, that, or the other thing. And there was no agreement, or somehow blah blah blah, and then there was an investigation. So that's those
Yeah.
kinds of things.
Gotcha. And on my log, it says, "Do you have an agreement?" And I put no. I can go back and get one from her. It was just it was a impromptu coaching session.
Yeah,
But
well,
we ideally should have agreements for everybody that's on there, basically.
I think you determine ethically how you want to handle that, and also I would say you can also feel free to just ask directly to ICF, like just do a little chat or an email and say, here's the situation. What do you recommend?
Okay.
But if, or if you don't want to even expose that and you feel like you could get something retroactively, just get something retroactively.
Yeah, I
Whatever's
can.
the easiest and most expedient, and yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Linda, I have one quick question, if I may. I'm a little confused on applying for the ICF Level 1 certificate through PCCI. I currently have the Essentials course, the CSD course. I now have my recording, and I'm 10 hours short of the 100 hours for the coaching. So what I currently have, do I send that to PCCI, who then reviews it for a certificate, and then I send that certificate to ICF? I get confused with that. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think that, okay. I am not representing PCCI tonight. I am, being so I want to say that. And just so what I will say is, I think that everyone, each person has, it's just your own path, your whatever path is best for you. You can get, as I mentioned, you can do your path through PCCI, which would involve applying through PCCI for a level one certificate. Some PCCIers apply for level one, some level two, depending on, and you're then evaluated at a level two, like that's at PCC evaluation level two. But if we're talking ACC here, you would apply for a level one certificate. You would take your certificate to ICF, and that would have accomplished some of the things that you accomplish by going to ACC or to ICF directly. Or you can just go to ICF directly. There are some different reasons why you would choose one or the other. One of the advantages to choosing PCCI is it can be a faster process.
Okay. I think I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah. And Gail, I if so I work with my so depend your mentor coach can help. I work with my mentor coaches. I'm happy to talk to you about that specifically, like what specifically can I don't mind talking with you about that. More specifically, like what are your goals? What are your needs? What works well for you? Okay. I can do that, or I think maybe Cindy can help you too with that, or your advisor with PCCI can
Okay.
help you like sort through what are the options. I mean, you can, but you can go directly to ICF.
I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, at what point do you submit the recording file. Is that at the application process?
Right. So the difference between applying with PCCI and applying directly with ICF is one of the differences is where you actually submit the recording. If you apply for a level one certificate from PCCI, you apply with you up you submit your recording to PCCI. If you apply directly with ICF, then you submit your recording directly with ICF.
Okay. And ICF will, if PCCI accepts the recording, then ICF automatically accepts it as well, or do they have to evaluate themselves?
No, then ICF doesn't even ever look at a recording. They don't need a
Oh,
recording.
okay.
They just you have this level one certificate says you did a recording that passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Okay. And then
Yeah.
that also opens things up for the, I always get this acronym wrong, CPLC. Yeah, I got
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. It
Okay.
does double duty for you.
Okay.
It does double duty for you. That way, if you want the CPLC,
Okay.
the same recording and the same evaluation or assessment of that recording can be used for both the ACC and the CPLC.
Okay.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Anyone have additional questions?
Good evening.
I'm glad you guys, it was fun being with you guys.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.